You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey, Ohio State fans, welcome back to Outside the Shoe, where we talk about all of the sports that are happening outside of the horseshoe at Ohio State. I'm your host, Meredith Hine, and you can follow me on Twitter at Meredith Hine and the site at LandGrant33. Since we're all out of sports to talk about, we've moved this podcast to a bi-weekly cadence. We still have some fun things on deck, however, including today's topic, which is the next sport that could be sanctioned by the NCAA. One of the things that I didn't realize until I started researching this topic was that there is actually a committee on women's athletics which focuses on emerging sports for women. And frankly, I'm excited to unpack this topic with Tia Johnston on the Play Like a Girl podcast next week. The Emerging Sports Program began as a recommendation from the 1994 Gender Equity Task Force from the NCAA and initially listed 9 sports, including some which eventually became NCAA sanctioned sports. Ohio State has certainly benefited from those original 9 programs, with both rowing and ice hockey having been part of that original list. I have to say that these additions have been welcome ones. We all remember Connie from the Mighty Ducks and Julie the Cat Gaffney from D2 the Mighty Ducks. They could play with the boys, certainly, but in the early 90s, they were literally the only female hockey players I knew. And this year, I was so psyched when Ohio State won its first Western Collegiate Hockey Association title in program history. One more thing to look forward to this spring with the NCAA Women's Ice Hockey Tournament. But alas, that wasn't to be this year, but it's still been an exciting journey to watch the sport of women's ice hockey evolve. And then there's rowing. Sure, that scene might be most salient for us is the one from The Social Network when the Winklevoss brothers were rowing for Harvard, but as Ohio State fans, that shouldn't be what we think of when it comes to rowing. That's because the Buckeyes happen to have won 3 straight championships between 2013 and 2015. Is it shocking that a team from the Midwest could overcome coastal schools with ample bodies of rowable water available to them? You bet. But it's still awesome, and yet another reason that we should all be happy that the Committee on Women's Athletics brought the sport to fruition. To be considered an emerging sport, programs must show growth and progress towards quote-unquote championship status, which means participation by at least 40 varsity NCAA programs in Division I. In general, sports have to achieve this mark or at least achieve steady progress toward that mark within a decade. Prior to becoming sanctioned by the NCAA, championships are run by organizations specific to the sport. The current sports on the emerging sports list include equestrian, rugby, and triathlon. All 3 are already Summer Olympic sports. Other sports that have been considered include acrobatics and tumbling and women's wrestling. As I mentioned on the show a couple weeks ago, Title IX certainly paved the way for women's sports because sports to become a thing. And now, even decades later, the effects of Title IX are still being felt throughout collegiate athletics. As a result, it seems likely that the next sport that would be sanctioned by the NCAA would be a women's sport. So what is next for the NCAA? I have no idea. But I do have some thoughts on the matter. My husband decided to suggest cricket as an option, and for the record, he is from Iowa, so that was different. I don't think that one's going to stick with a lot of collegiate programs. However, there are other options. We talked a little bit on the last show about boxing in the context specifically of Wisconsin's success in the program. It's definitely a sport that people get into, but I might be a little biased given that I went to the Air Force Academy and boxing was kind of a big thing there. I'd have to guess that any new sport added would be an existing Olympic sport for the sake of having a participant base that is already a thing and also having popularity among a fan base. And as we saw from the current emerging sports, the NCAA list, it would also have to have an existing governing body like the National Intercollegiate Rugby Association or USA Triathlon. If I had to choose among these two, because frankly, the equestrian group that I mentioned earlier doesn't seem fathomable for schools across the country right now, I'd have to say that rugby seems like a winner. It's a team sport and it feels like a natural fit in the NCAA paradigm. After all, it's like soccer and football, just a little different, right? Plus, when we think about triathlon, many of the elite athletes worldwide don't peak until later in life. And by later in life, I mean after college. So in short, we don't know, but there is a list. It would likely be a women's sport, and I have to say I'd favor a team sport to an individual sport. And when I threw out the idea of rugby to my husband, he was shocked that it wasn't already an NCAA-sanctioned sport. So I guess that's my answer, for what it's worth. In other news, in case you missed it, the NCAA did announce that it would extend eligibility for Division I spring athletes affected by COVID-19. It seems a natural extension of the NCAA's previous announcements. I'm happy for these athletes to be able to have another year, but as just a factor of these weird times that we're in right now, it still kind of sucks. But hey, we're finally through March. April is upon us, and at least the weather is getting a little bit better, and we have things to look forward to. But for now, stay inside, wash your hands, and let's ride this out together. We'll see you next week. And as always, even now, go Bucks.